Well, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evenings at 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David. It's great to be on with you all.
Well, you staying warm this morning?
I am. You know, it actually took a while to get the ice off the front of my car, longer than I was expecting. I started driving, and I'm like, nope, I'm not ready.
Yes.
I can't see anything.
Well, turn the heater on and get her melted off. It's that type of morning today.
Yep.
I got to tell you the story. So it was, I think, Monday afternoon. Brenda and I, we do a homily highlight on Tuesday mornings. And so we were looking for a homily to do, and we were viewing the St. Anthony YouTube page to get a homily from Father John Henderson, your wonderful pastor there at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. And lo and behold, there was Miriam Marston going up and bringing a bunch of folks up to the front of the church. And we're like, hey, it's Miriam. And so explain to our listeners what you were doing.
Yeah, so if it was this past Sunday, we had the rite of sending at the parish. So for all of those who are preparing to be baptized at the Easter Vigil, we bring them up to the front of the church, and they are introduced, and then they sign the book, which is the book of the elect, and then I bring that book, and the whole group then went to the rite of election at the cathedral that afternoon with Bishop Peter. So it was a really just a beautiful day, really, for the parish community and especially for our catechumens.
That's wonderful. And so these folks are culminating, heading toward Easter, correct?
That's correct, yes. So they are entering this home stretch of preparation before receiving the sacraments of initiation.
That's wonderful. So what are you working on over these next several weeks then as you head toward Easter Sunday?
Yeah, great question. Well, David, we're spending a few weeks looking very closely at the Mass with our catechumens. So they really arrive at a deeper understanding of the liturgy and really the Eucharist, because it's so central to our faith. And so we'll devote a few weeks to that. And then really we take time to explain what will happen at the Easter Vigil. So it's a very long and beautiful and rich Mass, and so we want them to feel as prepared as possible for such a beautiful moment in their life. So that's kind of the plan for the next few weeks.
Well, it was wonderful to see when we were watching the video of the Mass, and you had a wonderful group.
Yeah, it's great. It's a blessing to be here.
Well, as you probably know, this weekend, or maybe you don't, I'll inform you, we spring forward to daylight savings time. So out of standard time into daylight savings time, which made me think about just time in general during this Lenten season. And how can we spend our time, speaking of leading toward Easter Sunday, how can we spend our time during the Lenten season? And I thought, well, maybe you have some good suggestions that you can share with us as a Faith Formation Director, of course, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Miriam Marston. How would we do that? What are some ideas for spending time during this Lenten season?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you brought up that topic, David. So it got me really thinking and praying about this in preparation for our conversation this morning. And really, yes, the Lenten season is a really wonderful opportunity to look at how we're spending our time. And because this is a time where we're maybe sorting through some of our attachments in life.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those attachments come with how we spend our time. So I know, you know, I've done this too, where we might set aside movies, TV, or social media, and we'll set that aside for the Lenten season. Well, that suddenly starts to open up these pockets of time, so to speak, in our day. So it really is a great chance to rearrange maybe our priorities with our time. And David, as I was thinking about this, the first thing that came to mind was that this is a chance to maybe approach time differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think frequently we see time almost like as the opponent, like it's pressing in on us, and we are almost fighting against it. So maybe taking this Lent to really see time as a gift and to recognize that God is the author of time, that he gives us this gift of time, and really that we're asked to be good stewards of time and to use it well instead of feeling like we're pitted against it in some sort of frantic competition. So that would be my first thing. So to kind of look at time as a gift and not as something kind of encroaching on us.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, because you think of the term, let's beat the clock, got to beat the clock, you know.
Exactly.
And look at it from another perspective.
Exactly. And then as I was thinking about this, it means time and trust are closely connected. And what do I mean by that? Well, when we start to relinquish this tight kind of grasp on time that we have because we're trying to control it, well, we give it back to the one who gave it to us. And so when we really entrust time to God, knowing that he's really the one who gave it to us, are we willing to just be led by him? And do we really trust God throughout our daily life, through our week? So I see time and trust being closely connected. And David, that means that we are, I think, better prepared then to accept the fact that our time will be disrupted. It will be interrupted. But when we trust that God has a plan and we're not quite so tightly controlling it, we tend to accept interruptions a little more easily.
Yeah.
because this is what, you know, was supposed to happen. And, you know, I was thinking even just a few weeks ago, I was in the chapel at work and, you know, during this time of prayer, and someone comes in and taps me on the shoulder and says, well, can you meet with someone in your office? And I'm there in the chapel.
Yes.
And so my very prayer time was interrupted. And I was like, okay, take a deep breath, go into my office. But David, I know that I was supposed to have that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how I was supposed to use my time. It was, I needed to be there for this person. So kind of seeing these connections between time and trust, and also this means let's reframe our approach from being just productive with our time to thinking how are we being faithful with our time.
Well, and we can set aside this Lenten season for so many things that we may not do during the regular year, and that would be set more time aside, like you said, for prayer, for readings, whatever it is, and give that time to God versus the secular world. I mean, obviously, we all have our responsibilities, but try to take a little time out of your schedule during this Lenten season. And what it also makes me think of too, Miriam, is be grateful for the time.
Absolutely. Yes, to be grateful for it and to really understand that this is just a tremendous gift, and it invites us to live in the present moment too. And I'll leave you with these words from Mother Teresa, which I liked there. She says, yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin.
Oh, that's beautiful. Say it again.
So yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin.
That is fantastic. We'll close on those words from Mother Teresa, St. Mother Teresa, from Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evenings, 7:30, Mater Dei Radio, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, as well as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. Miriam, wonderful thoughts on time and faith. We appreciate it so much.
Oh, happy to be with you. Have a blessed day.
You as well. God bless.
Bye.